My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson. He represents the Palmetto State 2nd Congressional District and is a member of both the Foreign Affairs Committee as well as the Armed Services Committee in the House of Representatives. We want to get his thoughts on the latest policies in Afghanistan as well as some other issues that are affecting America's national security. And, sir, thank you very much for your time.
Greg, it's great to be with you. And again, I appreciate you raising such important issues to the American people.
Well, we learned from President Obama on the anniversary of the bin Laden raid that the U.S. had signed a new agreement with the Afghan government. The general idea is that they'll be taking over more and more control of their own security. And by the end of 2014, our mission will essentially have come to an end, but there will still be some U.S. forces there to provide stability and training and so forth. At the recent NATO summit, it seems like others in the alliance want to get out even faster. What's your sense on where the president is on this and where NATO is on this?
Well, I'm very grateful for the service of the American military. My former National Guard unit served there for a year, the 218th Brigade, back in 07-08. And so I know that our troops have served so well helping train the Afghan forces. So I'm very, very hopeful for the Army, also the National Police. And I believe with the training they've had that as a orderly drawdown will work because of the capabilities that we've helped build in the Afghan defense facilities.
The president defined a little bit of what he thought would be acceptable in terms of conditions on the ground in Afghanistan when we leave. What is it to you? What needs to be accomplished before we're actually done?
You hit it on the head, and that is the status of what is the level of stability in Afghanistan. And we have to be ever mindful. This is part of an ongoing worldwide conflict. At the same time, in media in the United States, where it indicated where the NATO leaders were planning to exit Afghanistan. On that very day, Greg, it was really a shocking reminder of what's going on, that there was a suicide bomber in Yemen who attacked a military parade and killed dozens of people. And it's my view, and we must stop these terrorist forces overseas, or we will see them around the world. And, of course, their main goal is to disrupt and kill American citizens, and we've got to be ever vigilant.
Congressman, I know you've seen the reports of American troops and their dealings with Afghan citizens, as well as our own diplomats dealing with the Karzai government. There is great fear of corruption and potentially the Taliban having a much larger role in a future Afghanistan than certainly we would prefer. What's your sense in the confidence of the leadership over there?
I know that Defense Minister General Vardak is an extraordinary person that we can rely on of extraordinary integrity and character. There are so many others in their government who do understand that their lives, the future of their country, is at stake. And so I'm not as negative as so many. I will tell you, I've been there 11 times. I also, and this is totally politically incorrect, but I have a high regard for President Karzai. He has to be very brave to be president of a country that has a level of violence.
One of the issues that's come up in the last couple of days, sir, I want to get your reaction to as well, and that's that this doctor in Pakistan, who is apparently a critical intelligence asset in connection with the bin Laden raid, has essentially been sentenced to 33 years in prison without really any due process whatsoever. Your reaction to that and the reaction on Capitol Hill by denying foreign aid potentially to the tune of $1 million for every year he was sentenced?
The people of Pakistan are under immediate attack. Nearly 30,000 people have been killed by persons who are allied with al-Qaeda or allied with the Taliban. There was an effort to take over the country. And in every way, we have been a good and loyal ally of Pakistan. Greg is a nuclear country. We have to be working with them, but it really is to their benefit, and it's really shocking to me that a country which should be as sophisticated and as positive as Pakistan would be so insensitive to the fact that Osama bin Laden, who killed 3,000 Americans, innocent citizens who were just about their everyday business, that they would not understand that every effort should be made to rein in terrorism, because the first victims will be people of Pakistan. I even had the extraordinary opportunity of having breakfast a month and a day at the home of Benazir Bhutto before she was assassinated. So I've seen it firsthand where a country that it's in their interest that they be working with the United States to help build stability, to save the lives of their own citizens and their own leaders.
Congressman, what's your take on the increasing call by actually some in your own party as well as in the other party to reduce or in some cases eliminate aid to Pakistan as a result of this? It sounds from what you said a moment ago about their nuclear status that you might be a little sheepish at that idea.
Hey, very much. We need to somehow knock heads in a very diplomatic way because it's in their interest, Greg, and then it's in our interest. We cannot have the instability of a nuclear Pakistan. We have a strategic partnership now with India. India would be at risk if there's instability in Pakistan. We know the instability in Pakistan would spill over into Afghanistan. Just every effort must be made to work with the reasonable leaders of their country. And I've been to Pakistan a number of times. There are really extraordinary people who are serving in their government. They have one of the most professional militaries in the world. And we need to be encouraging the good of that country because we now see that there are some low elements that are just not of this world.
You mentioned some of the things that are potentially encouraging about the Pakistani government and its resources. One that's been a thorn in our side since 9/11, of course, has been their intelligence unit, and that seems to be more loyal to the enemy than to their own government a lot of the time. How do we change that, if at all?
Well, Greg, you're right. It's so sad that ISI, which is the security forces of Pakistan, and their own government cannot trust them. This is really sad because it would be in their mutual interest and benefit for ISI to be working with their very professional military, working with the United States to protect the people of Pakistan. It cannot be understated that 30,000 Pakistanis have been killed by al-Qaeda and their allies, the LET, the Taliban forces. They should be working with the United States to protect their own citizens.
Last topic, sir. Of course, this is Memorial Day weekend, and I know that you've worn the uniform of this country. All four of your sons have. I know your father did as well. And so the service to our nation runs deep in your family. What are your thoughts this weekend, and what's your message to those wearing the uniform right now?
Well, this is the time to thank the persons who have given their lives for our country, which has made it possible for a record number of countries, Greg, around the world to have freedom and democracy. Dozens of countries just in the last 25 years, now with victory in the Cold War, are free, democratic countries, allies of the United States. And so it's also a time to thank service members for the fact that we have the freedoms that we have of America, that is freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of women to participate in society. And so I'm just so grateful for what service members mean and their families and the veterans. And so it's a wonderful weekend to give tribute to the people who make our freedoms possible.
Thank you, sir, once again for your service and to the rest of your family who has worn the uniform. And thank you very much for your time today.
And, Greg, you have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and I will be using a better phone in the future.
Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.